In Kansas, we're starting to have worship in person, so it's good to see things starting to open up. This is our opportunity for prayer and praises, and just a couple of them that have come my way. We continue to pray for Ed, still in the hospital. Wonderful. So he did not test positive for COVID, which is a blessing, and grateful that the hospital is right there next to the assisted living. And so we will be praying that he will head back. We'll also continue to pray for Steve Schumacher and his family. His mother, Alice, passed away this week, and the funeral was this week as well. So we will pray for them. And a request from June, she will be having hip surgery on Thursday. So we'll be praying for her as we continue to pray for Jeannie as she is healing from her hip surgery. And then Heidi gave me one for her uncle Clark. He lives in Michigan. He's developed a brain bleed and is in hospice. He has some other outlying health concerns, but he is not doing well, and his time here on this earth is coming to a close. And so we'll pray for him and his family during this time. Are there other prayer requests or praises to bring before the Sherry? Yes, Scott Tutt's mom passed away, and we joined them as a family in Stella's homegoing. Yeah, Val. The prayer request from Val is not just the state of our world, but the loss of the value and the sanctity of life. And the governor of Virginia, who has been very outspoken in anti-life legislation, and he is proposing and supporting that abortion in that state would be available even while the mom is in delivery. So our world does seem to be spiraling out of control, but to know that Jesus is still located in heaven, the Father is still on the throne, the Spirit is still working in our world. So we will pray. Other requests? Well, one praise, as if you had an opportunity to check your boxes, the deacons have tried to keep everyone informed of how we're doing financially, and God has truly been blessing us. And just as a reminder, we, without taking an offering, it is still wonderful to see God's people being faithful. And so I know on behalf of the deacons, they are rejoicing with how God has blessed our church family, and so we continue to pray that way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we thank you that it is Father's Day, the opportunity to celebrate our dads, grandfathers, those that have been mentors to us. We also know that it is a difficult day for those that fathers have passed on, that there is no one to send a card to. We thank you for the legacies that they have left. Some fathers may not have lived up to not just our expectations, but we do understand that our view of you sometimes is skewed and colored by our view of our dads. Thank you that you are a good father, that you do bring good gifts to your children, even in the sometimes we don't understand what that gift is and what it is doing in our lives, but we know that you cause all things to work together for good to those who are called according to your purposes. And as your family, as the members of the body of Christ, we look to you as our good Father. We lift up our request to you today. I just pray that you would be with Ed, that he would continue to gain strength and being able to be discharged from the hospital. We thank you for his COVID test coming back negative. We pray that you would continue to sustain his health, but we also lift up George to you, that you would be an ever-present help also during this time, that you would bring peace of mind and heart, and we ask that you would bring strength to him. Father, we do pray for families that have lost loved ones during this time. We lift up Steve and his family and the homegoing of his mom, Alice, that you would help them to understand the hope that we have, the faith that Alice is in your presence. Father, we also pray for the Tunt family, as with Stella's homegoing, for the legacy that she has left behind, pray that you would bring comfort to the family. We pray for other health needs. We lift up Heidi's Uncle Clark to you, that during this time and the struggle that he has faced health-wise, not just recently, but in the last couple years, that you would draw him to yourself, that you would help the family in this time. And we know with being in hospice, there's still visitation restrictions, and that is difficult on families. We continue to pray for Ron and Susan during this time. Grateful that Ron is able to be back at home, and we pray that you would be with Susan and the girls as they care for Ron. We also lift up June and her surgery this week, that I just ask that you would be with the doctors and the surgical team as you would provide relief through the surgery from the pain that she has experienced, that you would sustain her, be with both her and Ron during this time. And Father, we think of the world we live in. We thank you that you are in control. We know that there is an enemy, and the enemy is not flesh and blood. Help us to distinguish that, that it is people that are trapped doing the will of the adversary, that we see their actions, but we know who is behind it. Father, I pray for sanctity of life, that it is not just something we talk about in January, but it is something we live out. And for the people of Virginia, for their government, that this bill would be defeated. Father, that you would protect the unborn. And Father, we do pray for the racial tension in our country, that we would be, as Paul calls us, ministers of reconciliation, that it is not just the reconciling of different races and ethnicities, but it is the reconciling of us to you. That we ultimately know is what will solve the issues we face, is bending our knee to Christ. For the human heart is evil and desperately wicked. But we know the heart that is transformed and regenerated by Christ brings the fruits of the Spirit. Help us to demonstrate those in our lives and in those around us. But we do pray for our country, for our leaders, that you would bring them wisdom. That ultimately we pray that you would bring revival to our country, starting with your church first. We lift up those that are serving in the armed forces, that you would watch over them, for our missionaries. We lift up Ronnie and Becky to you, that you would provide for their financial needs. We thank you that we have a part that we can play in seeing the gospel spread throughout the rodeo community and through Rodeo Bible camps and the ministry that you've called him to. For our time today, we thank you so much for the blessings you've given us and the opportunity we can give back to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we have an opportunity, that Grace Peterson, one of our missionaries, is here with us. She came up for a different reason, the shower this afternoon, but that gives us an opportunity to hear how God has been working in her life through the her work with the Navigators at one of my favorite universities, KU. It's glad that she got away from Minnesota and Purdue, so she's found the promised land, maybe. South Dakotans probably don't think so. But Grace, if you would come up and bring us an update on how things are going.
Good morning. It feels a little odd. I haven't been inside a sanctuary since the middle of March. So this is really fun to see you all this morning. Kansas is slowly opening up more, but we're having like church outside in socially distanced circles or online. So yeah, it's fun to be here this morning. My husband's not with me, so if you look for him, he won't be here. He is taking more vacation days in August, so we will be back for the wedding. But yeah, so as you guys all know, COVID has made life a little interesting. For KU, we shut down at spring break time, and so they were a little bit slower to say, we'll shut down for a week, or we'll shut down for a week. So students came back probably throughout the rest of March and April to pick up their books so they could go to class. But Zoom is the name of the game. If you haven't used it, that's what we're using, is Zoom and FaceTime. So with students, all of our large group meetings became Zoom meetings, which both is exhausting because who likes to look at their computer for hours, but also encouraging, I think, to see how God is taking people in context generally at home, so places and contexts they may be comfortable with, may not be comfortable with, and talking about what does it look like in a work setting, what does it look like when you're scared of what does it look like to not leave the house and feeling really anxious of how does God play into that, and how does our hope of salvation play into that, and not just tests and test scores. So it still feels a little odd to not have graduations and celebrate anything with closure. But two students, one named Sarah, so she and I would go on like socially distanced walks on opposite sides of the sidewalk and talk about how her internship doesn't look like necessarily what she thought it would be this summer, but how she's still like interacting with her family and still living in Lawrence. And so it's been really fun and really different. And just as she's anticipating her senior year of college, what does that look like? KU on last Thursday kind of came out with a plan. So we're gonna do the, once you get to college, there's no breaks until Thanksgiving. And then once Thanksgiving hits, there's dispersion. So we'll just see how it goes. They think that everyone will be in the dorms in August, and I'm hopeful about that, but we'll just see. So yeah, I'm really thankful just for still getting to connect with students. I don't do it a lot in this season. Mostly the Navigators has asked me to take a sabbatical. So up until August, I'm on what they call sabbatical, which is this focus of like rest and rejuvenation. So I am like my mother, and if you know my mother, we bought a house to rest and rejuvenate and remodel. So it's a little crazy. I have no doors in our house yet that we moved into, but I think really thankful the market, at least for housing, is pretty crazy in Lawrence. And so God just provided one that's big enough, and we're remodeling that students can be in. So we can have lots of students over for dinner and those types of things. And we have a large backyard, which is both things that I didn't necessarily expect to get when we started the house buying process. I thought maybe we'd buy a little small half of a duplex. So we're pretty excited, pretty thankful. And just praying about, I guess, what God would do with that house. Yeah, so other things that I'm doing during sabbatical is I have a team helping me. So I'm studying through Jeremiah and Daniel. Those are two books of the Bible I don't feel super comfortable with. And so, yeah, it's probably not ones that you see talked through a lot on Sunday mornings. And so studying through those and helping students see God, not just in Jesus' life, but through the whole Bible. And then I'm doing lots of things like trying to look like a college student by getting braces again. And so, yeah, just going to some doctors and figuring out. This fall they found out that I have sleep apnea, which isn't a huge deal, but they're just trying to widen all my teeth, which makes me look like I'm 17. So here we are. But I just wanted to say thank you guys for your prayers and for your support. I couldn't be at KU and working with students without you guys. And I think more than just even the money or the prayer, like just so thankful for your friendship and for where I grew up and what that looks like. It's in meeting lots of students, you know how rare that is, and lots of people that come from different backgrounds. So thanks for being part of my life.
Thank you, Grace, for sharing a little bit with us of how missionary life with college-aged students is. It's good to hear a report every now and again from a fellow missionary. The song we have to share with you this morning was intended to happen at Easter, but as life goes, and this virus messes everybody's life up, or at least our schedules, we pushed it off to today. I think it's still fitting for the time. Anyway, so we're going to sing it. The words will be on the screen, and we'll invite you to sing with us through the chorus. I think it's pretty simple. You'll catch on to where everybody's singing together.
Mercy.
next couple of songs. Sing with us. This first song we're going to sing all together through the whole song, and then we're going to sing it in a round. We're going to call you section one over there. You'll sing with Val and Deb. And the middle section, section two, we'll sing with Jim. Section three, you'll sing with me. So, and the words will be on the screen. It'll be kind of split up, and if you get lost, we can make it work.
I adore you. Father, we do thank you so much for your vast love for us, the depth of your love for us, the gift of your Son who paid the price of our ransom so that we could be forgiven, have a relationship with you, have hope of eternity in your presence. We pray that you would guide our time now as we look into your word. Pray that it would be an encouragement and exhortation to us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.